Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
The lights of revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for the purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice for a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel. This child is father and mother. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will peace, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. In coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they fulfilled all the prescription of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Gospel of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Presentation of the Lord. Jesus shown to the world this time, at that time, just a little child, just a baby. But it's a sign that God loves us so much, that His only begotten Son become man, part of us. He offered His life for it all of us. God loves each one of us. He shares everything with us, especially in the Eucharist, that we can consume Him, that we can share His life. That's what St. Paul says today. It's not that I live, but Christ lives in us. So we thank the Lord that we have baptism in the Eucharist, so that we share the life of God, the life of Jesus. Let us ask Jesus to give us the strength to live like Him, to love unconditionally, always being the first one to love. It's not easy, but what impossible for man is possible for God. Let us ask this special grace. Jesus, you come on earth to share your life with us, so that we can share your life also. Please help us always with your mind, with your heart, to love our neighbor, to do everything is doing the will of God. We are nothing, we are useless, but we trust in you. Only in you that we can love, we can work. Jesus, give us your grace.